Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode for you on Minecraft Extraordinaire final dream team member, Sapnap.
We're building a house out of crafting tables? That's so smart.
I know,
yeah,
right?
So you crafting tables.
What'd you say, George?
Why wouldn't you?
Wait,
why
wouldn't
you? Crafting tables?
So you can always have somewhere to craft? Are you stupid?
There's no specific reason.
George is so dumb. He just thinks he's so smart. He thinks he's on something.
So yes, we are knocking the final member of the Dream Team out of the way with a long-awaited episode on Sapnap. Sapnap is a Minecrafter who has 4.07 million subscribers on YouTube, 2.7 million subscribers on Twitch. So that is a super good ratio, a massive following on YouTube and Twitch that we only see from the best of the best in just the whole space in general. And those are what the peak of the Dream SMP are. We have these kind of ratios between YouTube and Twitch. And if you have millions of followers on Twitch and millions of followers on YouTube plural, then you are doing a fantastic job, my friend. That is super, super impressive. So Sapnap, which I didn't realize, only started his channel a year ago. He basically created the channel in 2019, but his first video, kind of like real video, it looks like, is from 2020. So yeah, basically only a year ago, right during the middle of like the boom of the Dream SMP. I'm pretty sure George and Dream convinced him to make content. He took advantage of that, and it looks like he is doing fantastic. I mean, anyone with this amount of followers is. So we're going to be focusing on his YouTube channel first and foremost. So on the regular Sapnap channel, like I said, for him about 4 million subscribers, and his videos do extremely well. Every video looks like it has, over 3 million views, most of them over 5 million views. So let's go through it. I try to watch a lot of them. I actually really enjoyed this channel. So let's get down to it. Minecraft, but we are all colorblind.
Look at the green and yellow wall.
There's no, is this it? It's literally the same thing, but one's darker.
Let me see.
What? No way.
No way. No way.
Dude, where it's like slight. How can you even tell the difference? Is it,
where?
Is this it? Get over here to where we were fighting.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm breaking this. It's lime!
What? Bro!
George, what?
This is
like,
what
actually,
I'm saying.
They're the same. They're this actually
is
the same.
Yeah, this is what I'm
thought
saying.
I thought we were at Yellow Base.
That one was when Dream and Sapnap basically put on a colorblind filter so they would see like George. So they would play Minecraft like George. I watched about through half of that. That has 19 million views. That was definitely a good video. But it was just after like coming, off of George researching George and his video about him like putting the colorblind glasses on. So it was a lot of the similar stuff and like similar reactions until, oh, like this color is this, but it's not this. So I wasn't that focused on it since I basically had watched the same video like a week prior. But it was definitely a well-made video and entertaining to have, Dream and Sapnap just be in awe into how dull and differently that George sees the game. So that was definitely interesting. But now let's get into, Sapnap's bread and butter, which is mod videos. The general title with the Sapnap video goes Minecraft Butt. Next most viewed video, Minecraft Butt, our damage is shared. 11 million views. I thought this video was super good, super creative. I really like the mod videos where it ties people together. I think that's like super interesting. Like the streams where if someone dies, everybody dies. And this one, obviously they did. If someone takes damage, someone else takes damage. The other person takes damage, which is was a really fun concept because they both kept dying and then picking up the stuff and then the other one would die. And it created this ongoing cycle between Dream and Sapnap.
I'm entering the portal in like 5 seconds.
Oh my god.
Don't take damage. I'm low. Don't take damage.
I'm trying. I'm like dodging and weaving. I'm dodging and weaving.
Please. Please no. Please no. I'm on 4 hearts. If you get me killed when I'm in the nether, you see like block yourself in a little thing while I try. And then you can have your turn trying. Please. Just like dig a hole down.
No, I can make it. I can make it. I can make it. I haven't taken any damage yet. I can do
it. Oh. I'm on four hearts only. I'm in the nether. I'm in the nether. How are you not taking damage?
I'm literally dodging and weaving all these skeleton shots.
I'm probably dead if I'm out of hunger, right? Okay, we're about to see.
No, you can, like, if you just grab it and run. Like, I should have just ran. I tried.
I can't run. I have no hunger.
Like, you can grab it and then, like, waddle out of there.
How many blaze are there, though? There's probably a lot of blaze.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, please.
Oh, God, no.
Please, okay.
No!
That was really interesting. They were just stuck in the cycle of picking up items in the nether, making it 2 feet, then dying again. And it was really fun to watch. I always think that dynamic is fun to watch because, like, when you do, you know, get hurt and end up dying, the other person is so mad at you, but he has to continue to work with you, or you're just going to keep dying repetitively. So it's like this combination of you have, like, your people, they're so angry at each other sometimes and, like, yelling at each other to stop taking damage, but they still have to cooperate, and that's like a super funny concept. Honestly, I think this is one of the better, if not one of the best in my opinion, Dream Team videos that I have watched. Actually, out of George and Dreams, I may have liked Sapnap's channel the best. I thought his content was really, really good. And an interesting part about this video is I don't think they actually beat the gate. And I always talked about in, like, a lot of these prior Minecraft, you know, mod videos, because I've seen a few now. I've definitely beat around the bush.
I totally used that saying incorrectly.
With them. I've seen them a lot on different channels, but I used to get angry when they would win every time. Because if they win every time, you never know. Like, there's less of excitement over it. You're less involved in the actual video if you assume that they are going to win. You're like, oh, well, like, there's some tension here, but it doesn't really matter because I know they're going to win in the end. In this one, they failed, which opens up the option to all the different videos I watched. Are they going to complete it, or are they going to fail? If you make the challenge hard enough that on some of them you have to give up, that's entertaining. And I believe a lot of YouTubers and streamers, you know, definitely have a hard time accepting that sometimes losing can be entertaining too, if, you know, you have a fun time with it. Of course, it's going to be definitely hard as, like, an upcoming streamer or YouTuber to post, you know, videos where you fail. Because if you're unknown, no one is going to watch, like, Minecraft, but I'll make up something random, like, every mob is a creeper, and if you, like, fail in the first 5 minutes, people, if you're an upcoming streamer, no one's gonna watch that. But if you are already pretty established, I wouldn't be too afraid to make a video like that if you fail, if it's, like, super funny, because that is definitely enjoyable. Minecraft achievement race, another super fantastic video by Sapnap. This one was definitely more my length of time at 13 minutes. And this is where Sapnap and Dream race. They would each get a random achievement and have 2 minutes to complete it. And this was super fun to watch. It was really enjoyable because, like, they would both get different achievements. So, like, one time, you know, Dream or Sapnap would get, like, jump in water, where, like, somehow Dream would have to, like, go to the nether. So two definitely very different difficulties.
To die! The skeleton isn't burning. Okay, burn, idiot.
Wait, have a crafting table. Didn't you get a crafting table?
Oh, yes!
You're so annoying.
Equipped a piece of iron armor. Yes!
Enter the nether!
Oh, you better move fast.
But, you know, Sapnap is gloating at Dream, and then basically Karma and then bites Sapnap back. Really interesting concept. Great banter between the two, and great two different perspectives. I thought this video was super, super good. It reminded me of that George video I really liked, where they would switch places every 2 minutes and had to try to kill each other. It had that type of vibe, and I think those videos are really, really good. I mean, it did well, had 8.1 million views, and I know he had, like, fallen into, you know, in the past few months, he's, you know, kind of had the butt. Every mob, you know, but all mobs, but items, like, kind of like formula Minecraft butt. But I would really appreciate videos like this coming back, because I thought this was really, really well done. These fast-paced content videos with great banter, but a different objective. Because like I said, with these mod videos, people like the same, you know, field. People, like, you know, come to the channel for the same game, the same, you know, objective. It's usually meeting by Minecraft. But changing that objective up every once in a while is definitely a breath of fresh air that I appreciated. Especially after, you know, going to these channels where the only objective was to defeat the Ender Dragon every video and it got repetitive. Moving on, next most popular video in Minecraft, but every mob looks like a pig. These are the kind of original mods that I really like to see. Again, I thought Satnap's channel, I really liked it. It was one of the best I've seen in a while. Like, sometimes I do, even though I respect the channel, I get bored watching them. I'll say that much. You know, sometimes eventually you're like, ugh. I keep like skipping in and out of their videos, but Satnap was able to pull me in more than most, because mods like, you know, Minecraft, but everything looks like a pig is dumb. It's a dumb mod, but it's entertaining because they had this trouble where they didn't know what looked like what. And it was super funny to see, definitely, like, floating pigs, swimming pigs. They didn't know what pigs were creepers. So they would get too close, then blow up. It had a lot of depth to it for what seems like a really simple mod. And it was definitely, like, a good discovery by Satnap to find that. Yeah. So I was definitely really, really impressed by that one. Because I felt like he was able to, you know, bring a really good video out that had a lot of depth to it and like more challenge than you would think out of something that was very, very like surface line dumb. I really appreciated that. I think they did have to cheat at one point to get to the end because they couldn't tell what were Endermen, which is fair, I guess, because that would be like just kind of very tedious to do and like just wanted the final fight. But you know, at the same time, you're like, but you gotta win sometime, so I'm gonna let it pass.
Volume warning.
What are these pigs?
It could be anything.
Oh no!
Oh my god! No! Oh! No! Wait, what? It what? It didn't even like come towards me or anything. What? Wait, you have to come back.
Next one, another super good video. Minecraft, but a raid starts every minute. This one I also probably, I put maybe number three, my rank, I don't know, they're all very good. I'm actually gonna push it back, but Minecraft, but a raid starts every minute. This one was good because it made them do a very different style of play. Usually, you know, you're following the same type of, you spawn in, get your wood, make a pickaxe, find a cave. You know, in that cave, find a lava pool, go to the nether, get the blaze powder, you know, find Enderman, trade for Eyes of Ender, go to the ends, you know, fight the Ender Dragon. Like, that's the formula that you follow. But this one forced them to move so often by spawning the raid every minute that it changed up, like, that formula. They had to run around more often. They had to debate whether they should go in the cave. It interrupted the natural flow of play more than the others, making it super interesting.
The cave.
I'm jumping into Dream. Get ready to block it off.
There's an Enderman there. Oh, I'm gonna die.
Oh god. Jump.
Get in here.
Block it off.
There's George is on his own for now.
Dream!
Okay, we need to get back to our furnace. Did you get the iron?
No, the stupid little thingy started attacking me. What do we do? I'm actually scared.
Okay, I need a furnace right now to cook
guys,
this.
Guys, there's literally like 100 mobs chasing me. I'm barely exaggerating.
George, we're underground. Get him!
Oh my god! Oh my god! Dream, what do we do? Oh my god! Oh, Dream! Run! Just move.
Okay, look, we just need to cook this food.
I definitely appreciated this one because you could tell it was really challenging and something they had been unfamiliar to see. So again, I think Sapnap's mod selection is definitely, for like challenge type videos, has been unparalleled to most I've seen. I'm very impressed by it. And that was a really good one. That one, spoiler alert, They did end up losing too, but it made it so great because they were constantly running back and forth, and it was hard that they ended up going to a point where they were stuck. And that's fun to see. I personally enjoy that. Enjoy that they were unable to do it. It, again, provides more suspense and excitement. You know, last video that I did watch on this specific channel was Minecraft, but all mobs are giant. This was probably the one I was most disappointed in that I watched. I would put it last, only because the mobs were giants, but there wasn't much changed about their effect. Because creepers could blow up a large space, and so could ghasts, which they did definitely die a few times too. But like, pigs, when they dropped pork chops, I thought they were going to be like, oh, maybe had a bigger health bar and dropped like a lot more pork chops, but they were just kind of the same. And I don't know, I would have liked a bit more depth in that one. Like, I wanted more to come through it. Like, maybe like a spider could definitely have more health, but drop more silk.
String, not silk.
The skeleton, you know, its arrows were big and it looked like comical. But still, it felt like there should be more to it. I wanted definitely more. So I think it was along the lines it could have been good. Just a little bit more needed to be done to flesh out that one. And his most recent one I ended up not watching because it was Minecraft, but item drops are random. I think I actually might have watched that from George's perspective, and I had seen it on other channels before. Probably his most unoriginal out of, you know, the mods he's done. Obviously, he filmed it with George, so it's like fine if they repeat it. But still, I think I've seen that on other channels before this or before George's. So the most unoriginal out of the ones he's done, but still good. And a good watch if you definitely want a video. But overall, let's ranking this channel. Really good mods. I really appreciated this one. Editing was pretty good for what it was. You know, switched it up, kept it moving. Didn't kept it like parts when they were stuck that were funny, but didn't do the boring, like just average mining parts. What I would say that he needs to work on, which or stuff I didn't like. Length. I always get on the Dream Team about this. I watch YouTube videos because they're fast. 10 quick minutes. Unless it is an absolute masterpiece, I don't often watch 20-minute videos. And I did find myself, even though a lot of these mods were super good, I did find myself sometimes getting bored, clicking out, going to scroll through Instagram. Now, I guess I may be in that older generation of YouTube, which I never thought I would say, where I grew up where, you know, 10 minutes algorithm was the meta. Like, so every single video you watch was slightly over 10 minutes. That was basically it, or slightly, yeah, I think so. And yeah, that's like where I grew up, so that was my attention span for YouTube. So these longer ones sometimes are a bit difficult for me to get around, which is why I think I really liked the Minecraft Achievement Race. But that would be the only advice I would give. But you see them in like Dream doing this and being really successful in doing it. So I guess I can't comment that much on it. And the other things. They're a friend group. And inside jokes and repeated jokes are really funny as a friend group. But it does get to the point sometimes you're just like, again. Like, they have this repeated thing, which, when I watched all the videos in a row, so you can really see it then, maybe more spaced out, it'd be funnier. But when someone's cooking like something in a furnace, or, you know, someone's smelting their iron, they always steal each other's stuff from like the furnaces and they get into it with each other. It was definitely funny the first time.
I'll leave a little bit of like a care package of supplies. So I'm leaving that wood just in case someone dies. Okay.
Some food, some cobblestone. I just got a ton of iron. 19
Stop
iron.
Taking my care package.
Dream! Get out of here.
What do you mean?
Get out of my furnace.
Get out of what?
What do you mean?
I said get out of my furnace, you stole all my iron.
I didn't take anything.
You're stealing all my stuff! Yeah, but then when you took advantage of it and stole all my food and stole my smoker.
We did. It was the best decision yet.
That was epic.
But like after like the fourth time of seeing it in a row, I was like, okay, you're kind of creating your own drama. And don't get me wrong, I guess I can see how maybe possibly if you watched these videos the 1 month, 2 months apart that he posted them, it would be entertaining. But all in a row, that was really tough. Other than that, fantastic channel. Now, I did mention that I thought his videos are too long, and you might think that too. Well, luckily you have Sapnap Live. Sapnap Live is at 751,000 subscribers, and it is shorter videos from his live stream. Still not really exactly a consistent upload schedule, but all around 15 minutes. I watched like the three most recent ones. Cooking with Carl, that was good. That was like good IRL content. They were both unprepared, didn't know what they were doing. It was funny. Wii Sports, I always enjoy a Wii Sports one. They both kind of sucked. And some baseball, enjoyable video. These are actually, I think that many people do have a hard time transferring their stream to a video. Sapnap, I think, has an editor do it, and he seems to have be doing a really good job. It can be hard to cut a stream into a video, but he definitely does a good job of it. I would love it if it was more consistent, because I think they're high-quality videos. He has some where he talks to Drista, which are really enjoyable, and some random variety games. And I think he can experiment a bit more on this channel, but no, it was definitely some great videos. I really enjoyed it. One of the better second channels I've seen. So if you want more Sapnap, you may have a smaller attention span like me, go check out this channel. Definitely a good one. Sapnap Live, that is. And it was very good. It was a surprise to me. I didn't know it existed. But once I found it, again, I was, you know, respected the quality. And he's made some good videos on that smaller channel. And I think they're enjoyable. Twitch, I didn't watch a lot of. It looks like he generally plays Minecraft. Maybe does some IRL with, like, Carl. And it looks like last he did some Phasmophobia with Corpse, and I also see some Five Nights at Freddy's in there. So some change-ups, but mostly Minecraft. So that's what I would say. His top clips, all funny. But yeah, his YouTube channel, to end it off, super impressive. One of the better Minecraft ones I've seen, so my respect definitely goes out to him. Thank you guys recently for supporting the podcast. My OGs who have stuck with me, I really appreciate you if you've been listening and you continue to listen from like the beginning. That's pretty awesome. So yeah, I really appreciate that. If you continue to stick with me, I'm going to continue to try making amazing content. Reviews, here we go. I think we did get a new review this week again. If you ever want to leave a recommendation, you can review it on the Apple. And if you ever want to, you know, maybe send something more personal, you can send an email to, this is going to be a very long email address, yt.with.the.boys.podcast@gmail.com. Reviews, thank you to Greek Myth Will, who said perfect and then godly, very on brands for Greek Myth Will. Thank you to So Amazingly Not for saying amazing and then calling it the best podcast. I really appreciate your kind words, guys. They really motivate me to continue. We're going to continue trying to make great content. Like I said, I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.